Okay, we're going to do a meditation on love shortly. But first of all, I'm going to talk a little bit about what we mean by love exactly, in a Buddhist context. The Buddhist path is often divided, if you like, into two halves, two different aspects, method and wisdom. The wisdom side includes all the teachings on selfless and emptiness. The method side actually includes lots of things, but particularly important is love and compassion. And this is really the driving force for all our practices. Love is a sincere wish for another being's well-being, a wish for them to have happiness. Compassion is a sincere wish for another being to be free from suffering, problems, difficulties. And of course, these two work together. Sometimes it can be very easy to mix love up with attachment, so I'm going to say a little bit about that to make that clear. And if we're really honest, if we check in most of our relationships, there's a bit of both. Love is selfless. As I say, it's a pure wish just for another being to have happiness and wish for their well-being. Attachment, on the other hand, is self-centered. And it also exaggerates the qualities of the person or object to whom we're attached, and their ability to actually give us happiness. Now, again, if we actually look at our relationships with other people, I mean, if I look at my relationship with my wife, for instance, there's definitely a lot of love. We've been together for 30 years, there's very, very strong love. But if I'm really honest, there's also quite a lot of attachment. If we're actually having an argument, for instance, if I check, it's always the attachment that's the problem, never the love. And as with all our practices, we have to be gentle with ourselves and realistic. This is a long-term process, becoming more aware of love and nurturing that and developing that to the best of our ability. And trying over time to reduce the attachment. But again, it's always very important that we do that gently and realistically. For most of us, this is very, very much work in progress. With the practice we're going to do, we're going to start by generating love for ourselves. And this is a very, very important part of the practice. Many teachers will tell us this. If we can't love ourselves, we're not really going to be in a very good position to love others. And for many people, this is the most difficult part of the practice. We can be very, very self-critical, very hard on ourselves. And that actually creates all sorts of problems, not just for our own happiness, but it's also in terms of the effect we have on others. And when we're working with a practice like this, again, it's important we don't expect too much too quickly. Again, just making the effort is the practice, so we mustn't force it too much. We're also going to try and apply this to people that we actually find difficult in our daily lives. Again, that can be very, very challenging. So when we're actually doing the practice, if you feel you're not really feeling with it, feeling love for these people, don't worry about it. Again, it's just making the effort is the practice. If you find that part gets a bit too much, it's okay just to bring the practice back to include yourselves and people that you're naturally much closer to and feel more affection towards. Okay, so the first thing before we do the meditation is to try and set a really positive motivation. Think think, oh, I'm not only doing this practice to benefit myself, although that is certainly important, part of it. But also to put me in a better position to be able to truly benefit others. So the first part of the practice is we're going to imagine that we're surrounded by other sentient beings, other living beings. You can start with your mother on your left. And really try and imagine she's actually there. Your father on the right. Think of some other family members that you feel close to, some friends, again, sitting around you. Again, really try and imagine they're actually there. This is much more effective if you can ground it in your actual life and think of people you really know, come into contact with. And imagine that they've been joined by a whole range of living beings. People, you can include animals as well. As many as you can comfortably imagine. If you can, surrounding you. Stretching out to the horizon and beyond. Just in front of you, imagine there's a person that you don't find quite so easy. Perhaps you have problems within your life. You know, it could be several people, but it's good if you can at least just think of one person that you find difficult and challenging. Could be somebody at work, it could be a neighbour, could be somebody in your family. Again, imagine that they're actually there, sat in front of you. Firstly, reflect how wonderful it would be if you really were capable of loving all these beings. How good that would feel. Think how all these beings equally want happiness, want to avoid suffering. But just like you, they're not always doing the best thing to achieve that in a lasting sense. Due to misunderstandings, due to ignorance, due to self-centeredness, fear. another problematic mental state. This is something we all share. Also think about how interdependent we all are. There are many levels of this. But think how dependent your life actually is on other beings. Everything you have. Food, clothing, your education, this very body. Dependent on your mother and father. All the things you use in your daily life, the things you enjoy, things like the National Health Service, the roads we use, all the services that we take for granted. Our rubbish collection, for instance. So many different ways that we're dependent on other beings, most of whom we'll never even meet. Again, think how wonderful it would be if we really were capable of loving all these beings equally. First thing we're going to do now is really try and generate a genuine feeling of love in our heart. It's really important we try and engage our feelings, our emotions with practices like this. And the easiest way to do that is think of one of these people that you naturally feel close to. It could be a close friend, it could be your mum, or brother, sister. Somebody you very, very naturally care about. So really think about that person. You can imagine they've just come around to just in front of you. Really check and see how you really feel about this person and try and feel that. You very, very naturally want this person to have happiness, causes of happiness, things they need to be happy. Security, feeling of being loved, and so on. We want them to be free of problems like sickness, anxiety, fear, and so on. And it can be helpful to think of that feeling as a little ball of light, a little ball of luminous energy at your heart. Picturing this person, just just think, may you have happiness. Causes of happiness. May you be free of all your problems and difficulties. We're now going to try and generate a real genuine feeling of love for ourselves. And as I said in the introduction, this can be very, very challenging for a lot of us. Often we can be very, very harsh on ourselves, very self-critical. Quite often apply very different standards to ourselves that we do to others. How we feel about this person we love. It could be a child. We're not harsh and critical about all their faults. We accept those. For the most part. Try and generate that same feeling for yourself. Real wish for yourself to have happiness, causes of happiness, security, feeling loved and so on. To be free from problems like fear, anxiety, sickness. And just imagine that luminous, radiant energy at your heart spreading out. Totally filling your body and mind. Really try and think, may I be happy? May I have the causes of happiness? May I be free from problems, sufferings, difficulties? Don't worry if it feels difficult, you don't really feel it. Just saying the words and just working with it eventually can change our habits. You deserve happiness just as much as everyone else. Of course, you make mistakes just like everyone else. That's normal. Again, try and feel that love as a warm, radiant glow, totally filling your mind and body. Sometimes it can be good just to concentrate on this when we're doing this practice. This isn't being selfish or narcissistic. Because we can't truly love ourselves and overcome our own problems and difficulties. We definitely won't be in such a good position to help others. Now I'm going to try and expand this feeling out to incorporate the people that we're naturally close to. So again, think of those friends, close family members. People that we very naturally feel warmth towards. And again, we imagine that warm, luminous energy is radiating out from our hearts. totally filling these beings' minds and bodies. Again, think, may you have happiness. Things you need to achieve happiness. Security, feeling loved. Qualities like love, compassion, wisdom, and so on. Just concentrate on that for a little while and do really try and picture those people. Again, it's so important we connect a practice like this with our daily lives, people we actually come into contact with. Again, if you need a little stretch, that's fine to stretch, but just keep going with the practice. Don't take your mind off the practice. It's so important we're comfortable. Again, you're just thinking of yourself and these people you're close to, wishing everyone happiness and the causes of happiness, freedom from their problems and difficulties, anxieties, fears, so on. Imagine that warm, radiant energy just going out from your heart, reaching all these beings. We're now going to try and expand that further and incorporate people that we probably don't feel that strongly about one way or another. Many people we come into contact with in our lives. We might just drive past them in our cars. People we pass in the street, shops. But again, just like you and your friends, all these people want happiness, trying to avoid suffering. Again, not necessarily doing the right things to achieve that, making mistakes due to misunderstandings, ignorance, other afflicted mental states. So you try and expand that feeling out. Again, that warm, luminous energy goes out from your heart. Again, filling all these beings' bodies and minds. Expand that out as broadly as you can. If it feels too much, you can always bring it back to just incorporate your friends and your family and so on. But expand that out as broadly as you can. Just try as sincerely as you can to wish all these beings happiness. Causes of happiness. Freedom from their sufferings, their problems, their difficulties. Again, just sit with that experience for a while, trying to feel that sense of connection. With all these different sentient beings. You can bring in the birds that we can hear outside, other animals living around here. Again, all these beings are going through the same basic problems that we all have. trying to find contentment, happiness, trying to avoid sufferings, dealing with the realities of surviving, finding food. Finding a mate, things like that. Now we're going to turn our attention to that person we imagine in front of us, or people that we find a bit problematic in our lives. We all have people like this in our lives that we don't get on quite so easily with, that we find challenging. Again, really imagine that this person is sat there in front of us. I mean, it might be someone you know well, so you might be aware of some of their specific problems and difficulties. But even if we're not, again, like ourselves, like our friends, all these other beings, they're still trying to find happiness, trying to avoid suffering. Not necessarily doing the right things to achieve that. And in fact, often if people are very difficult, it's a sign that they're very unhappy and have a lot of problems themselves. I mean, really think how good it really would be if this person was happier. And they'd actually be less likely to be difficult. If they really had the causes of happiness, love, compassion, wisdom, things like that. Again, and this can be quite challenging, but try and sincerely wish that this person has happiness and the causes of happiness. If it gets too uncomfortable, you can always pull back from that. But try as sincerely as you can to wish this person every happiness, relief from all their problems and difficulties. And again, imagine that warm, luminous energy radiating out from your heart, filling this person's body and mind. As you think, may you have happiness, may you have the causes of happiness, may you be free of your fears, your anxieties, and so on. Again, just sit with that for a short while. And now let's try and expand this even further again and think of all the people in the world who are suffering from oppression, illnesses. We can think of the people in Syria, for instance, and Turkey undergoing terrible problems. People dealing with all the problems associated with coronavirus. Many people are having to deal with being sick, with the loss of loved ones. And there's an enormous amount of fear around surrounding that. So let's sincerely as we can imagine that warm, luminous energy radiating out from our heart, wishing all these beings well. And wishing them happiness and the causes of happiness. Wishing them to be free of their fears, their anxieties. And all the other problems that people are experiencing around the world right now. And again, really try and feel that sense of connection. We really are all connected and interdependent. This is something we have to reflect on many levels. That is actually the nature of things. Really try and feel that expansive sense of connection with other living beings. And again, think how wonderful it really would be if we really could feel deeply in our hearts love for all these sentient beings, regardless of who they are, how well we know them, whether they make us feel good about ourselves or whatever. We really could feel that universal sense of love. And just for the final stage of the practice, let's determine that we'll do everything we can to deal with the things that are obstacles to actually feeling like this. Things like impatience, ignorance, selfishness, anger. And to do everything we can to nurture these positive qualities, love, compassion, wisdom, patience. So on. But again, slowly, slowly. We can't expect too much too quickly. But just trying at all, even if we just can apply this to the people immediately around us in our daily lives, that still can be wonderfully beneficial in the long run. Again, we dedicate any positive energy that's come as a result of this practice. Again, thinking about all the subtle workings of cause and effect that it may contribute towards the long-term welfare of all sentient beings.